Pshita Shemikra Alofonov
Ramban Vayikra
Bolahazir
Chafei Tezvav
Kishetimchor Tikne Karka Da Kamashanim Yish Arayovel Lifi Ashanim Yimkor Amocher Vyiknakone Shere Sofa Lahazir Lobishnasiovel Yim Yishanim Watos Vizem Mochra Vidam Yikarim Harenis Analakech Yim Yishan Marubos Vyachon Menetruos Harbe Tzarch Vignoso Lifi Azman.
You have to go according to the truas, the price of the truas.
Right, because you're not buying the underlying land forever.
So just buying the truas, so you have to know the price of the truas, so you shouldn't cheat them on the price.
Right.
On the market price of the truas.
You mean for the mocha he's talking about now, or...?
Both ways,
okay. So that's simple chat. Rabbi Seinu Darshan Mikan, Shemocher Sadeo, Ena Mutter Ligol Pachas Mishneshanim. I feel ye shalish truos, those in Shneshanim, Ena Yot, Beyatu Pshito. The Mispashanim Shatruos, Veloshel Shidafa. The Mishanim Shtayim Roshan Rashi.
That's a separate look of their one.
That when you sell a field, you can buy it back within 2 years. You have to wait 2 years at least to buy it back.
Have to wait at least 2 years.
Even if somehow you have three harvests in 2 years.
Yeah, that's where it says the Mispar Shneisfos.
That's
2 years. Okay.
And also it can't be, and if it's years of blight or something, so then that doesn't count, I guess.
That's right.
But it's not really the fair thing, right? The main thing is that there's a Mabe Karka. Right?
The main thing is that what?
There's a no by Karka. And that's definitely simple pshat in the pesukim themselves. Aval Rabbeinu Amrush Inu Nala Karkos Shenamar Okano Miyad Misecha Dover Nikna Miyad Liyad. So you see Chazal hold that Karka is excluded from the din of Hormel. Hamikra Zek if you pshuto if you midrashu the Divrei Rab Karkosu. But according to Rashi, basically, Pshuto and the Medrash, they're both talking about Karka.
Aval,
right, Aval Kachinu, Nitztarech Lahatos Mikros Mipshuto. V'nemar, Sheyia Kopasik Omi Be'atzma. Yomar, V'chisim Kuru, Mimkaram Lamisecho, Kanomi Adamisecho, Davernik Nami Aliyad, Altoni Yishes Achiv. Since we're speaking about Onas Mamo. So the Torah just always warns you about Yovel. So it mentions worry by Yovel. Make sure you keep Yovel and don't sell Olam, but sell according to the years of Tua. Then the Chazer goes back to Onah, the Omar lo sonu isha samiso bidvarim. So it's basically the Torah's just jumping all over the place. So Onah's mamo, and then it goes to talk about Yovel, and then it comes back to Onah's dvarim.
First, it's talking about Onah's mamo.
Right, only metalfon.
And then?
It talks about Yovel.
Just a second. Oh, no, it's not. Then it's talking about what?
Yovel.
He's not really selling him the karka. Right?
Well, he's selling it for a limited time.
He's selling it for a limited amount of time.
Right.
On the karka.
How would he cheat him?
Yeah.
If you're saying it's a no, you would tell him he's selling it to him forever.
I mean, it's not talking about the payros that are growing out of the karka. With past the yovel. So since you can't sell it past the yovel, so it's going to come out there's X amount of years that you're selling it for. Now, on those X amount of years, you shouldn't cheat him. Now, how would you cheat him? How would you? I mean, you shouldn't cheat him on what? On the land or on the tzuos that he's going to obtain from the land?
Are you saying though the Ramban's the way he's learning it when the pasuk's going back and forth?
Right.
Isn't he saying that it's not talking about Onah? In the case of the Karka, it's just talking about a totally different situation about Yovel. It's just warning a person to keep Yovel, not to sell it for longer?
Yeah, he's saying that you shouldn't sell the Karka of the Tznesis, so therefore the Karka is only sold with Shana. And since it's only sold with Shonen, so therefore the value is contingent upon the amount of peros you can take out of the kaka.
Right.
But if there's any cheating going on, what is the cheating? Is the cheating on the peros? Or is the cheating on the kaka? Because ordinarily, how do you cheat on karka? If you would say yesh on all the karkos, we'll go by the value of the karka. Piece of property in Far Rockaway is worth $100,000, and you're charging him $200,000. But over here, it doesn't seem to have anything to do with that. Because over here, you're not talking about the value of the karka. You're saying the karka can't be sold, period. And now it's a matter of how much peros you can glean from the karka. So the peros have a certain value. And you can't charge him more. You're only going to sell him 1 year of peros. You can't charge him for 5 years of peros. The price that would be equivalent to 5 years of peros. So the cheating seems to be not on the karka, but on the peros.
Are you asking a question?
I'm asking a question.
Okay. You say why is a karka it should be metallic because it's peros?
Right.
Yeah, but there are no peros. Yeah,
you can't buy peros. Yolam.
You're selling him the land to plant. It's like a Kenyan in the karka, no?
And what's the value of the land?
The value of the land might be determined by how much it could produce. Like, if it produces a lot of produce, then it would be very valuable. If we could produce a little bit, it would be less valuable. And more years and less years. But still, the kinyan is on karka. That's the bylaws that, the, you know.
The kinyan is on karka. But the price of the karka is contingent on the peros.
Right.
So I could charge him as much as I want. That's what you're saying.
Right, you charge them as much as you want, but you have to make sure that you're only selling them for a limited amount of time. You still can't, you can charge them, you know, $1 million, but you can't sell for more than, you know, 5 years left. You can't sell for 100 years.
The, what's his name?
Masada Cook, or what?
The footnote on the bottom about,
Yeah, he seems to ask my question.
He says, because we hold that if Yovel is Noheg, then you do have a Kenyan Peros. It's not a Kenyan Haguf on the Karka if there's Shemitah.
That's correct. Bahava Lake Yilu Mocha Raka Peros Shasim Lizgadl.
Right.
The Osan Havilu Kibitsurin Kvar. The Dinean Kimitaltlin Vishayach Bohanoah. He's answering Ramban's kasha. I don't know if Taurus Moshe, whoever he is. But that's my question. I thought the same question.
That doesn't, what do you, you can't sell Darush Lobali Olam. You can't make a Kenyan in Paris, they don't exist. You can only make a Kenyan in the Karka.
Kenyan in the Karka.
You're saying it's not true, but don't hold that way. Well, you can have a Kenyan on the parents that are going to be coming.
What's funny is that the price of the karka is determined not by karka per se, but by the amount of peros that I can exhume from the karka.
That's how it works in America too, Rabbi. When you want to buy farmland in Iowa, what you have to do is you have to evaluate how fertile the soil is, what kind of crops you can grow. If you're at corn, can you grow wheat? What's the annual yield? And that determines the price that you're willing to pay for the land. And that's just how land is valued. That's how a field is valued. Land in Far Rockaway might not work by that, but a field in Iowa works that way. It's agricultural land. That's how you determine its value.
Even if you're selling it permanently for hundreds of years?
Yeah. I want to buy farmland.
How did they figure it out?
What do you mean?
How did you figure out how many pears you're going to produce in hundreds of years?
Oh, well, you know, you don't think about how, that's not to infinity, it's you work it per an annual yield. What kind of yield you're going to get on your money. If the amount of produce, it'll produce $5,000 worth of crops, then you want to pay $100,000 because of the 5% annual yield. But the value of land is on agricultural land is totally determined by the value of its produce.
Well...
What I'm not just saying, you know, the thing that you think is not saying anything, just,
get to the produce question.
Okay. That works in this representation. Yes, if you're really just buying Paris, that's my policy.
See what he says. It's not a
question
of Mocha Dosh Lobo. Which edition of the Ramban are you talking about with Taurus Moshe?
I'm talking about
the center of Cook.
What's his name?
Chevelle.
Oh, Rabbi. Okay, I got you.
What's going
on? I have the Chevelle edition, yeah.
Are you looking at it?
No, I was. I'll use it now.
Oh, okay. Take a look. You can't move the Dosh Lobo of them. See, I think the way what the Taurus Moshe is saying is that the reason why there's Ein Onol LeKarkos is not stam a halacha, but Ein Onol LeKarkos. Because karkos can be invaluable. I mean, you could have a piece of karka here that's worth $100,000. In New York City, it's worth $100 million. In other words, karka is not subject to Anar.
I understand, but what about Metaltlin? Metaltlin is also, isn't there such a thing as a market value?
No, Metaltlin is subject to Anar.
And so, but land is
because
also,
whatever the market... diamond is worth what a diamond is worth.
Same thing with land. Whatever the market determines its value, that's what it's worth.
Yeah, but you can't tell what's going to happen to the karka.
So isn't the same thing true of Metaltlin?
You can tell what's going to happen to the Metaltlin. In other words, the karka... A guy might want a piece of karka right here for some reason. I want a guy who suddenly wants to build here. This is the spot he wants. His relatives are here. There are other considerations. There's no Anar because it's not shaykh to gauge the Anar because you can't gauge karkas in a fixed place. Whereas Metaltlin is not in a fixed place. Metaltlin you can always gauge.
Right, it's not fungible. Each piece of land is unique because it's location.
Exactly. I like that word. It's not fungible.
Fungible.
Each piece of land is unique. Guy wants to build a shul over here.
Is there not subject to...
No, you can't exchange one for the other. Like a piece of gold. Mm-hmm. They're all the same. Money has to be fungible.
So it's ain't no the karkos. But the Ramban apparently is not learning that way. Because if that's the case, that's good. We're selling him the karka indefinitely. And the guy has a right to sell it to somebody else. Indefinitely. But where it's Mispar, Shnei Suus, Mochaloch, that is a fixed rate. So why should it be in on all the karkos? That's what I'm saying. He's saying there's a reason why in on all the karkos. But not where you sell it to him for a certain amount of years, and the wholesale is only how much produce he can remove from the karka. Then I would say yesh on all the karkos. That's what the Taurus Moshe is answering. But we have to go with the Ramban. The Ramban apparently doesn't learn that way.
Right. I mean, halachically, like, it's still a Kenyan karka, no?
Yes.
So, like, it's nikneb, kasef, shtar, chazaka, like, even though it's a Kenyan peros in the karka, but it has all the rules of a Kenyan karka.
Right. It's definitely a Kenyan karka.
Right.
So what's the idea of ain't on all the karkos according to the Ramban? Jairus Akosov?
Yeah, right. Exactly. You wouldn't just start... It's like, you know, trying to be Darish the time of the Kra here. It doesn't say this. It's excluded. It's Okonomi Yad Misecha, Davernikim Yad Yad. You can't just...
Right.
Kaka's excluded. You can't just say, well, Mitzvah, we should include it in this framework. It's the Torah excludes it.
It's not a Talmud, though.
Right.
The Torah just arbitrarily excludes it. That's fine, but how does it go about excluding it? Well, what is it? I mean, you could just say it's just an exclusion. Is there something we could tack on to the definition here? That's definitely the way the Ramban is learning. That is, the moment it's a kinyan karka, is Allah of Ein on all the karkos. Just exerts aggressive. We don't know.
Vani choshev od svara. Shevadai hama'anes chaveru ledas over belav bein metalton bein bekarkos.
Both ways.
Shebehem diber kasov altoni ishes achiv b'mispar shanim achayovo. Shehu mazir sheyiknu v'yimkuru lefi hashanim v'lo yonu ishes achiv.
In other words, the price is determined by the shanim, and you shouldn't cheat him. Okay, I got that.
Aval Raboseinu Chichibonah Tashlumen Bishtos Hamekach Ubitol Mekach Biyosimishtos Umizebilvad Nietu Karkos Lefishao Nobahem Afil Biyosimishtos Mechila Kemoshi Mechila Bimutatlin Repachos Mishtos Aval Pishu Osir Lohonos Kemadas Aval ein derech bnei adam levatel mimkarim and neonam uetas kazil.
Aval kein derech bnei adam what?
Levatel mimkarim mit neonam uetas kazil. On pachas mishtus to nevatel mekach because they were ripped off by a little bit. V'darshu chachamim. Mibnei Shomar Kasa V'chisim Gru Mimkar Lamisecha Ukano Miyad Ukano Dover HaNikna Miyad Liyad Altonu Yishas Achiv Lamdenu Sheyesh Be'ona Din Miyucha V'metatlin She'ena Noi B'karkos V'hu Chazaros HaMamon Aval Azhar HaLav Nuhagis B'kulam V'lekach Amar V'chisim Gru Mimkar Lashon Rabim L'mokha Karkos U'lemokha Metatlin Okinomi Adami Sech, Ah Yachid Bahem, Hamokha Hamatalfa, Miyad Yad, Viyamar Lachula, and Altonu, the Kivan Shiyichet, the Hifrish Hamatalfa, and Rebu Bahem Din Ona, the He, the Chazaras Hatashmum, the Zedavar Nachon, Kifi Midrashim, Shikibla Rasin, and Biramazi Atara.
Okay, stop. There's no din shtus and yes and mishtus by
right.
Karka.
Right, it's always mechila. Because it's not derech b'nei adam to be mevatel mekach and karka even when it's more than shtus.
Tante. Well, why is that? That's the way it is.
Land.
You want that piece of land. Just basically, what is he saying? Basically, that's different than a person, it's the derech of a person to be mochel. Between the two. The two problems. Before, the question I asked before, or the Torah's Moshe, and the final outcome that the Ramban says, there's no shtus and yesem shtus. But I think in the shtus and yesem shtus, he gives us a little bit of a hint here. Why is it that people are mochel by shtus and yesem shtus? Because karka is a different kind of shavius. It a qualitatively different kind of shavus. You're engaging in a different Kenyan shavus. And that's why the person is mochel. That's why the person is mochel. But before, the Ramban held that it's true that it's a different kind of shavyas, but that shouldn't exempt it . It's a different kind of shavyas. Before it was learning it's exeris akasas. That because it's a different kind of shavyas, it's exempt. Right?
Right.
It's a kinyan in a different kind of shavyas. And that kind of shavyas is somehow, there's a kus, is exempt from anah. Now he's restructuring. He's saying it's a different kind of shavyas. In a day or two, Stuss and Kanamachzon on all business. So that Shabbos would make sense. But for the Isra'no, for that Shabbos would make sense. So that's why there's no Din of Stuss and Yesum Ishtus. Because there's a different kind of Shabbos and people are mochel. It's a more serious shavius. It's a substantial shavius. The nature of the shavius is different. But it doesn't like to say that because the nature of the shavius is different, that for some reason it's exempt from anah. Right?
Right.
So how does he answer all these problems?
It's mechila.
Or what?
It's mechila. There's no din mamon because of mechila.
Yeah, mechila, yeah. I understand. But on the other hand, he holds that the Yisrael and all applies to all of them.
Right. There's no din mamon.
What's that?
There's just no din chazar's mamon at one on.
That's correct. Because it's a different type of Shabbos, no Dinchazar's Mammon. But nevertheless, he maintains that the Isser on Noah is an Isser on any Shabbos. Correct?
Right.
Yeah.
So how would you define what he's saying? How would you define what he's saying more definitively? A little better.
The of Shavius
might be the idea of Einan over Karkos, because he can't get it anywhere else. But he does like the idea of Einan over Karkos, that there's no Shtus and Bittu Mecca.
Right.
Why? What's the difference?
What do you mean, what's the difference?
In other words, you're saying that he doesn't care, he doesn't want to do Bittul Mekach because he can't get anywhere else.
Right.
So maybe that's why he ain't on all the karkos.
Why the Isser karkos? Or the Isser no shouldn't apply?
No, not the Isser no, but like you said before, there's the Xeris Akasav.
Yeah, but the Xeris Akasav, the way he was learning was there's no even Isser on no. That's, you can't use this far for that. That's a really different idea of why the Torah totally removed karka from the whole framework of anah.
Like this, that it's true, Yusfar is right, that you can't really get that karka anywhere else. And that's why there's no shtus and bittul mecca. Because the Lokeach doesn't want the Bittul Mekach. And he's mochel because he can't get it anywhere else. But the fact that you're overcharging him in value, because you're taking advantage of the fact that he is not going to be mefatel lemekach because he's stuck. So that's an isser anah. In other words, the isser anah is against the gafra, to cheat the gafra. Now let's say you know that the gafra is not going to be chozer. But the reason why it's not going to be chozer is because he can't get it anywhere else. But the fact is, you know that you can't get a higher price either. You just know that he's not going to back out because he's stuck. But against the gavra, if the isser anah is how you treat the gavra, you use him as an object of cheating, that he has no worth. So it's an isser against the gavra, so that doesn't help you, the fact that he can't back out. You got him stuck. In other words, I got you stuck, and now I'm going to take advantage of you. You're not allowed to do that. That got closed because of the reason you said, because you can't get anywhere else. So that makes sense why that doesn't apply. But in terms of you as a Russia, you're taking advantage of that fact. That's altono.
Even if you let him know, if let's say you let him know, isn't there no isser if you let him know that I'm taking advantage of you?
To let him know that you're taking advantage of him? What does that mean?
Like if you tell him, like, look, this piece of land is only worth this much, but I'm going to charge you 10 times the amount, and look, I know it's...
Because I know you're going to be stuck?
Yeah, then aren't you not over the isser in that case?
That's a Russia.
But you're not over the isser, though. Isn't that the case where you're not over the isser if you let him know how much it's worth and how much you're charging him?
If you tell him in advance?
Right.
Well, that's because you could say, I don't want to sell it for less than this.
Right.
But we're not talking about that. That's a different case. That could be the reason why you're not over in such a case, is because you have a right to say, I don't want to sell it. It's worth to me, it's worth it. I can't get it anywhere else, so to me, this is what it's worth. But if you know that you know the price, and you really know that you can sell it for that price, and that's the right price, but you know this guy's not going to back out because he's stuck, that's an isser against the gavra. The isser anah, according to the Ramban, is an isser against the gavra. If you don't want to sell it, that's a different story. That you have a right to. It's your property.
Right. And just in terms of the why there's no bitul mekach, so I can understand why the lokeach, because the lokeach is not going to vatel because he wants to get it. But what about the let's say nisan hamocher? Why shouldn't there be a din chazar in that case? If the mocher is trying to sell the land, it's really worth $100,000. And lokeach, the lokeach pays him $50,000. So I mean, he's right. The mocher wants the money, so he'd be much better off selling to somebody else for $100 than selling to this guy for $50. So why wouldn't he be about the mekach in that case?
Similar kind of reason, because since it's not metaltolin, he has to find a guy that's going to want that spot.
You mean, like, you could say a land is worth, a house worth $100,000, but you need to find a buyer. It's not so easy to find a buyer.
Exactly.
Right. It's true.
I think we still need one more definition here. That the Ramban is learning that the Isra'onah is not to create a chefter. Shel onah of shtus and pachas mishtus and yes and mishtus. That's not the Isra'onah. Because by karka you don't have that. In other words, the Isra Onoa is not an Isra to create an institution of Onoa. It's simply an Isra against the Gavra of cheating him. It's like you're not being Holech Tomim with your Chaver. That's the Isra Onoa. It's an Isra against the Gavra. It's not an Isra on the Chefter to create a Chefter Shalonah. Whereas the others, the way they would learn is that the reason why there's an Ein Onoh LaKarkos is because since there's no institution of Onoh LaKarkos, so there's no Isra, because the Isra is to create the Chefter of the institution of Onoh. Do you follow what I mean?
I mean, like, Karta Ramban, it's not a monetary crime. It's not like Gneva. It's not like stealing. It's like Gzela.
Exactly.
It's against the person. It goes as Chavero. It's attacking a Gavra.
That's it, exactly. Right. It's an Isser against a Schaver. It's not being common with a Schaver.
And the other side is to say that it's really like a monetary crime. And therefore, if there's
it's a monetary crime. It's an issue to create a chesta of an institution of onah. A mekach sheyesh bo onah.
According to that, would it be asur in pachas mishtos? Like the Ramban definitely, in Pachas Mishtos, it would be an Isra or no. But according to the other side, if it's a monetary crime, if it's Pachas Mishtos and there's Mechila, let's say La'altar, even if we hold. So then, would that be an Isra?
Mishtar is no Isra? Mishtar
is no Isra, right.
Whatever
there's
Mechila,
there's
no Isra.
Mishtar? If you can learn that way. Yeah.
Right. But according to Ramban, even if there's Mechila, it's still an Isra because it's been Adon Chavero.
Exactly. You're still disingenuous. It's an interesting thing. He thinks right.
Well, it makes sense. A person could be cheated. He may have no choice. He may be willing to forgive the thing, but he still was cheated.
You're still cheating the guy.
He's in a bad position. I have no choice. I have to accept it. But I was still cheated.
That's correct. I mean, it's an Isra against the Gavra of the Chavar of Israel. That's the way the Ramban is going. Interesting Ramban, huh?
What is the shame of that Isra? To cheat. Don't it?
Right.
That's a shame. The Maisa.
It's a maisa against your chaver. It's being disingenuous in Mecca Chamenka.
Right, you see, and there's like a unification with Onah's Dvarim and Onah's Ma.
To this, Onah's Dvarim fits right in very well according to the Ramban. That's very good. Very good, very good. Going to the other way, what's it going to do with it? Right?
Right. So who holds the other way? Who are you saying is the other way? The Havamir of the Ramban, you're saying is the other way?
I think there are other Rishonim that don't agree with the Ramban now.
By